If you have a goal, it is easy not to be lazy. But if you don't have a goal, it is hard not to be lazy, since there is no point in not being lazy. Similarly, if you have a goal, it is easy not to succumb to neurotic compulsions. But if you don't have a goal, it is hard not to do so, since there is no point in tolerating the anxiety brought on by not doing so. As for obsessions, these are always displacements. One obsesses about such and such as a way of not confronting thus and such. And when one has a goal, one's obsessional energies are naturally channeled in the right direction, since, under that circumstance, one's mind stands to gain more in the way of relief from anxiety by not obsessing than by obsessing. And when one doesn't have a goal, one's mind stands to gain more in the way of anxiety relief by obsessing than by not obsessing, and one is therefore inclined to keep on obsessing. As for intrusive thoughts, these are one's mind's way of telling one, in a compressed, crude, and distorted way, what one has to do. Notice that one's intrusive thoughts concern sex or violence or sexual violence. This is because the people who have such thoughts are in the process of castrating themselves. They are in the process of trying to become faceless bureaucrats, and their minds are recoiling at this violence that is being done to them, and they are shouting at one's conscious mind, trying to tell it not to surrender. Intrusive thoughts are not the problem. The person who is making a eunuch of himself is the problem. The intrusive thoughts are the last gasp of the still robust part of one's mind. In any case, the way to get over obtrusive thoughts is to have a goal in life. So long as one is drifting, one's mind will be unsatisfied and will hiss and buck, sometimes by flooding one's consciousness with intrusive thoughts or with compulsions, sometimes in other ways. But so long as one is drifting, it is just a matter of time before one's psyche begins to disintegrate, and one can be free from psychopathology only so long as one has a goal that one's mental energies can organize themselves around and that one's drives can discharge themselves through.